Unit 5, Lesson 4. Can fashion be hazardous to your health? Just because something is popular or fashionable doesn't mean that it's going to be good for your health. History is full of examples of unhealthy things people have been willing to do in the name of fashion. And today, there are still many people who risk their health just to be in style. Many people are familiar with the neck ring custom of the Padang people of Myanmar. At about age 5, young girls begin to wear their first rings, which can weigh as much as 3 kilograms. Over time, more rings are added. The weight of the rings pushes down the young girl's collarbone and upper ribs, making the neck appear to be very long. Unfortunately, the rings also cause the muscles of the neck to become so weak that they can no longer hold up the head. If the neck rings were removed, the woman would not be able to sit or stand up. The ancient Chinese practice of foot binding is another example of beauty at the price of health. This very painful procedure began when a young girl was between the ages of 3 and 6. During the procedure, the 4 smaller toes on each foot were broken and turned under, and the feet were wrapped tightly with a bandage. Each day the bandage was tightened a little more to make the foot smaller and smaller. After several years, the child's feet were just 8 to 10 centimeters long, making it impossible for her to walk naturally. The procedure itself was hazardous, with perhaps as many as 10% of the girls dying from infection or circulation problems caused by the tight bandages. While the binding of feet might seem absurd to us today, women continue to do damage to their feet in the name of beauty. Wearing high heels, for example, shortens the muscles of the lower leg and can cause the back to arch unnaturally. This can lead to serious back problems and nerve damage. When ultra-high platform shoes were popular in Japan, police officials accused them of causing many car accidents. They said that the thick soles of the shoes slowed the response time of drivers, especially when they had to brake in an emergency. Cosmetics have been in use for thousands of years. And while many types of cosmetics are harmless, there are some that can be dangerous indeed. In the 16th century, for example, white skin was the ideal, and many women put white makeup on their faces to be in style. Unfortunately, the makeup was made with the poisonous metals lead and mercury. Used over a long period of time, the makeup could eventually remove layers of skin, cause teeth to fall out, and sometimes poison people, leading to death. At other times in history, women were willing to drink small amounts of the poison arsenic because it made them look fashionably pale. The popularity of corsets in Europe in the 16th century provided another opportunity for women to exchange health for beauty. A corset is a tight-fitting piece of clothing that women wore to change the shape of their body. Made of steel, leather, and bone, corsets were supposed to provide every woman with the tiny waist that was so fashionable at the time. Unfortunately, corsets were also known to break ribs, puncture lungs, cause indigestion, and bring on shortness of breath. In fact, when corsets became popular again in the 19th century, a new type of furniture known as a fainting couch became popular as well. A fainting couch looked like a narrow bed, but it was placed in sitting rooms and other public places. At a time when women frequently fainted because of their tight-fitting corsets, it was useful to have a convenient place for them to lie down. While corsets are not fashionable today, there's no shortage of hazardous things that people are willing to do to be in style. In some parts of the world, people are willing to pay for a procedure known as leg stretching, just to become 8 centimeters taller. This procedure involves breaking the leg bones and then slowly, over a period of months, stretching the legs. The risks include nerve damage, bones becoming too weak to support the body, and uneven legs. Lying out in the sun to change the color of your skin is still a popular activity in many parts of the world, despite the fact that too much sun can cause skin cancer. Body piercing has been a custom in many parts of the world for centuries, but now we know about some of the health risks that go along with this fashion. Piercing the skin can cause infection, and piercing the tongue can cause gum damage and even broken teeth. Throughout history, people have done extraordinary things to their bodies just to be fashionable. Pain, medical complications, and even the risk of death have not discouraged people from trying to become more beautiful.